Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl Laura Bennett back with another dose of positivity on depression diet. Starve the sadness, feed the soul. Let's be real, sometimes our own minds can feel like a broken record stuck on a negative loop. You know that feeling when you're drowning in self-doubt, second-guessing every move, and convinced you're not good enough? Well, guess what? It happens to all of us. But the amazing thing is we have the power to rewrite those scripts, break free from those limiting beliefs, and start talking to ourselves with a little more kindness and understanding. Today, we're diving deep into that in a dialogue, exploring how those pesky negative thoughts and self-talk patterns can hold us back, and most importantly, giving you the tools to silence them and replace them with something way more empowering. Because trust me, your mind deserves a serious upgrade. Let's get real for a second. Ever notice how some days you wake up feeling like a rock star, ready to conquer the world? And other days, it's like you're dragging around a backpack full of bricks just trying to get out of bed. Well, a lot of that has to do with our thoughts. Those little voices in our head can either be our biggest cheerleaders or our harshest critics. The key is learning how to manage them and steer the ship towards positivity. Here's the thing. Negative thoughts aren't inherently bad. They're just signals, like tiny alarms going off that something might need attention. It's like when your phone starts buzzing, you don't ignore it, right? You pick up to see what's happening. Same with those thoughts. Instead of letting them spiral out of control, try acknowledging them, saying, hey, I see you, and then asking yourself, is this thought actually true? Is there evidence to support it? Or is it just my inner critic trying to mess with me? Sometimes those negative thoughts are just exaggerations or distortions of reality. They're like that friend who always sees the worst in every situation. You know, the one you love but sometimes need a little space from. Be mindful of those thought patterns and learn to challenge them with logic and reason. Remember, our brains are constantly forming new neural pathways. So by focusing on positive thoughts and affirmations, we can actually rewire our thinking and create a more optimistic outlook. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So how do we actually put this into practice? Here's where things get really juicy. First, become aware of your thought patterns. Start paying attention to what goes on in your head throughout the day. Write down those negative thoughts and try to identify any triggers that seem to set them off. You might be surprised at the recurring themes or situations that bring up those self-defeating voices. Next, challenge those thoughts with evidence. Ask yourself, is there another way to look at this situation? What would I tell a friend who was having this thought? Remember, you're your own best friend. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer to someone you care about. Start incorporating positive affirmations into your daily routine. These are like little pep talks for your brain. Repeat them out loud or write them down, make them personal and powerful. Some examples could be, I am capable of achieving my goals. I am worthy of love and happiness. I choose to focus on the good. Don't be afraid to seek support if you're struggling. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or counselor. Sharing your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly liberating and helpful. You don't have to go through this alone. Think about that time when you were really down on yourself. Maybe you bombed a presentation or didn't meet a deadline. What kind of things were going through your head? Were you beating yourself up, telling yourself you weren't good enough, or focusing on all the things you did wrong? Now imagine responding to that situation with a little more self-compassion. Instead of dwelling on the negative, acknowledge the experience, learn from it, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. Remember, folks, our thoughts have power. By becoming aware of them, challenging the negativity, and cultivating a more positive mindset, we can truly transform our lives. It's not about being perfect or pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-love. So go out there, rock your day, and remember, you are capable of amazing things. Before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you. What's one negative thought pattern you'd like to work on this week? Share it in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. Because the more we talk about these things, the less power negativity is over us. See you tomorrow for another dose of positivity.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.